You're listening to SBS News. Secret attempts by foreign spies to influence Australia's politicians and media face harsh penalties under new laws to combat allegedly unprecedented meddling in the nation's democracy. The toughened counter-espionage laws, designed to prevent foreign powers intervening in Australian elections and political decisions, have passed Parliament with bipartisan support. They come in response to intelligence warnings that countries are trying to access classified information about Australia's global alliances and military, economic and energy systems. Attorney General Christian Porter says the legislation sends a strong message to those who would seek to undermine the Australian way of life and national security. Federal Liberal MP Andrew Hastie says Australia can't simply dismiss concerns about foreign interference. And he's told the ABC the new laws will also protect different ethnic groups.
The submissions we received from several groups that are ethnically Chinese mentioned feeling pressure, coercion, other ways in which they feel pressured to advance Beijing's line. And so what the Foreign Interference Bill does is actually protect those people by making it an offence to impinge on someone's democratic right. It actually protects Australians, but particularly Australians of Chinese ethnicity who are worried about a foreign power trying to influence them in Australia.
The national security laws are aimed at preventing foreign influence on Australian politicians, media, ethnic groups and civil society organisations. Espionage, treason and treachery offences will be expanded, while acting with a foreign country to influence Australia's democracy will be criminalised, with penalties of up to 20 years in jail. There'll also be a register for people acting on behalf of foreign powers and a parallel register for MPs acting on behalf of foreign governments. The federal government clinched bipartisan support for the bills after accepting scores of changes recommended by a parliamentary committee. But the Greens railed against the package, arguing it still curtails press freedom, the right to protest, and the work of non-government organisations. Greens Senator Nick McKim has warned that protesters, journalists and members of NGOs could face lengthy jail terms as a result of the changes.
This bill will significantly curtail freedom of political expression. It will have a chilling effect on media freedom and democratic action in this country.
Senator McKim says at times it would put journalists and news organisations in an impossible position.
It will dissuade journalists from publishing stories that are clearly in the public interest because they are too scared that they may be charged and face years, decades or their whole life in prison.
The government says it's confident the legislation is constitutional, but Senator McKim says it could breach the implied freedom of political communication.
I will confidently predict now that if this legislation ends up before the High Court, it will be found to be unconstitutional.
Australian Lawyers for Human Rights President Kerry West says her organisation agrees with Senator McKim.
Well, ALHR has very serious concerns that these laws unreasonably and disproportionately violate the constitutional right to free political communication in Australia. They're going to impact individuals, civil society organisations, businesses and journalists, but not, of course, sitting politicians who've given themselves a blanket exemption.
Ms. West says one of the key issues is to test the laws in the High Court. Someone must be prepared to take a big risk.
In Australia, it's not possible to take a theoretical case to the High Court. In order for these laws to be challenged, there will need to be a breach. Someone will need to put themselves out there for a penalty of up to 20 years imprisonment in order to test the constitutionality of these laws.
The offences relating to espionage, foreign interference, sabotage and treason will come into effect the day after the Governor-General approves the draft laws. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.